Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unafraid Show is in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. Man, Antonio Pierce got the job. We got to revisit what he's trying to build out here in Las Vegas. And we got that dude, Marcellus Wiley, in the building. And you're going to want to hear what he has to say. And we got betting expert Stormy Bonantoni. And, of course, we are taking the black out of black quarterback, and that's here on the Unafraid Show. Make sure that you guys like, subscribe, get notifications, and tell a friend about it so we can keep bringing you guys great content. Let's get it going.
Since I'm in Vegas this week, we need to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders making Antonio Pierce their full-time head coach and what it means for Raiders Nation. Because back in November, I made a video about Pierce taking over the Raiders when Mark Davis fired Josh McDaniels. And at that time, I said that AP was the Death Row Records version of Dan Campbell. And after reading what this man had to say in the Players Tribune article this week, I'm ready to double down on that. Because Antonio Pierce's letter to the fans begins with, "Dear Raider Nation, y'all ready for this?" That's what I want to know right now, more than anything from you guys. Like, are you ready to put some ass whoopings on these other teams or what? What AP essentially said is, "Hey, Dan Campbell, I see your knee biting and raise you an ass whooping." I love to see football taken over by people that can't hide their love for football. And maybe you'd rather have the same old politically correct stuff shirts running things, but this is a game funded by people who want to be entertained. And when you see Antonio Pierce smoking cigars with the players after the Raiders smoked Pierce's old team, the New York Giants, I got one question for you. Are you not entertained? Because Raiders Nation is much bigger than Las Vegas. Shoot, they've existed in 3 locations over 4 different eras. It's a franchise defined by underdogs, outcasts, and BAMFs. That's right, BAMFs. I'll let you look up that acronym for yourself. But now the silver and black resides in Sin City, and I talked about that in my last video. You have to be an imperfect organization led by an imperfect man, and it might result in a perfect situation. Between the proven motivating tactics of Antonio Pierce, the track record of safeties coach Gerald Alexander, and the steady hand of Marvin Lewis, you know this defense is going to be solid, even within a division with Sean Payton, Andy Reid, and Jim Harbaugh. And who cares if they didn't land Cliff Kingsbury as the OC? Do you really need a man to start sweating bullets every time his offense gets in the red zone to be in charge of your offense in a city where you can't succeed without a good poker face? My message to Raider Nation and the whole city of Las Vegas is enjoy the Super Bowl and smile when the people joke and say that this is the closest you're ever going to get to a Super Bowl. Because who thought an undersized, under-recruited, undrafted linebacker who would ever lead his team to a Super Bowl as a player? Well, Antonio Pierce did. That's who. The same man who grew up in Compton as a Raiders fan. You think he had big improbable dreams for himself? Imagine how big and improbable his dreams were for Raiders Nation. So ride for Death Row Dan Campbell, because it might not be long before Las Vegas and the Super Bowl are used in the same sentence without talking about the location of the game. We're on with Marcellus Wiley, aka That Dude, host of Never Shut Up on YouTube and Brinks TV, former host of Sports Nation, and Speak for Yourself over on FS1. Marcellus, thanks for coming on the show, brother.
My dog, George Reister. What up, G-Dub? Let's get some.
Let's start with the fact that you are now on, you have your own show on YouTube. You left FS1. Why did you leave FS1?
And I got my own TV network, damn it. Say it. man, look, ownership is amazing. It's different in employment. Obviously, it's a different grind. The highs are higher, the lows are lower, man. You're all on your own in terms of really taking your experience and being accountable about it. I love corporate network television. I love my experience. 20 plus years, ESPN, Fox. What made me move on was largely the content, largely what was being rewarded. Culture is what's rewarded. So, you know, a lot of times you go somewhere and work and they say, I want everyone on time. I want everyone to do this and here are the rules. And I didn't want to disrupt their economic model. I just knew it wasn't to my advantage. I wasn't going to pander. I wasn't going to talk about athletes in the way that I knew would get the most money. I wasn't with the spirit of where television had gone. And I didn't think I was holier than now. I didn't think I was better than the guy who was doing that. I just knew that there was a different lane because there's different ways up to the mountaintop. So I wanted a world where I could say exactly what I wanted to say and also make a living off of it. I never lied, but we didn't talk about everything. People got to understand the difference. Like, when you ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. We just didn't get all the questions because you got a friend on this team or you like the owner or we can't talk about that. When I'm talking about something that we all really in our real life agree upon or understand, don't get on TV and start doing theatrics. Don't start lying and pandering and letting other people think you something you ain't. I mean, look, $2 million is a lot of money. Trust me. It ain't enough where you got to just sell your soul or live an existence you don't fully believe in. Like, if you own a network like I do and the numbers we're playing with, look, we went from zero to over $50 million valuation in a year. I'm just trying to tell people, like, look, bet on yourself, too. Don't be stupid. But you can bet on yourself. If I were making Pat McAfee money, Stephen A. money, if I were double digit in 10-plus million, it's a different conversation. We all doing the same thing, just landing one plane and letting the other one take off. So I'm just here to say, in short, $2 million doesn't buy my voice. They got to pay way more than that.
Yeah. So you bring up Stephen A, and he's been beefing with Whitlock. You've had all of it. Is the you just went at Acho? I've gone at Acho. Like, is this sportscaster beef? Is this the new rapper beef?
I mean, you can call it that. I say that. I see that. What it is it's like course correction. Like, you know, what happened was we made heroes out of those guys. So Michael Jordan, as great as he was even greater because we didn't know a ton about him. We didn't have the Daily Show. We had only Saturdays with Amar Rashad. You know what I mean? Like, other than that, what you know about Michael Jordan? You see him at the game. You see him fresh in his car leaving the game. That's life. You fast forward, all of these shows, all of these content creators, all of these platforms, media outlets, all these daily programs, we're going in on the athletes because they had that's content. That's what you're doing. So instead of Michael Jordan getting protected and only seeing him at game day, we're going in on LeBron every single day, every single moment. At a certain point, the LeBron player or players like us mature out of media or become media and start saying, y'all not exempt. Why y'all get to talk about players and players exactly. Can't talk about y'all? I just don't like dudes that lie. I don't like dudes that pander. I don't like dudes that BS. I don't care what success they get from it. I just don't like the fact that they did it because I got kids. I coach. I'm really around this game. I'm really invested yep. in it. And you BSing for a check. So I'm going to call your butt out.
See, and that was something that me and you really, like, connected on recently was when Emmanuel Acho, like, he's made this thing about going in on Justin Herbert and calling him a loser and everything else. And I'm like, that don't really sit right with me because on one hand, like, yes, you are a former player, but how can you call somebody a loser? And number one, you're not Joe Montana. You're not one of the best players of all time. But even if you were, that's still beyond the scope of reality and how you're supposed to be treating people as humans above them being an athlete.
Yeah, man. Call it out like you know it. You see it. Acho on that BS with that, man. And look, this ain't all of Acho, but this lane, he need to stop walking in it, stop running down it. It's silly. It's dumb. You too sorry, Acho, as a player to call another player out like that, right? Yep. Just like 100. Me. Right. Like, I can't talk about Hall of Famers like that. They'd be like, Riley, shut your ass up. Yo, one Pro Bowl start and three Pro Bowls elected. Even I got limits to where I got game, got to recognize game and put some respect on it. And I don't like that he's not putting respect on it. Justin Herbert is number one in NFL history in major statistical categories. How in the hell is that dude a loser? Oh, because his team has lost two more games than they've won since he's been a starter.
Yep.
Loser. He barely under 500. But you're saying he hasn't won and he's losing, and it's not him.
Like
it's
he's a bum.
It's the defense,
yeah.
It's the coaching, it's everything. He the reason why they end them games and winning the games they do. Well, but forget all that, George. Let me stop being long-winded. Number one in NFL history for 4 years, you have outpaced Peyton Manning. You have outpaced Tom Brady. You have outpaced John Elway's. And we calling you sorry or not great or what? And it just gets me hot. And I hate it. But that's what sports media is doing right now.
You fashioned yourself, even when you first were on the radio, ESPN radio in LA, about telling the truth. Like, you've told the truth about your sordid past and everything else. Does that give you the freedom to be able to talk about stuff? Because if you got skeletons in your closet, it's tough to be out there talking bold.
And I think that's part of why nobody talks back about anything I say. They never come back at me because I'm dog. First of all, I'm butt naked out here. Everybody knows everything about me. If you ask, you're going to hear it. It's already out there. I was raised that way. And no lie, I fought it when I was growing up. I fought. My grandmother especially was so brutally honest from hello. I bring a friend over. She's like, who this fool? And he was a fool. And then she's like, what the hell are you
in
wearing?
Front of his
you
face?
You this motherfucker. I'm like, damn, grandma, say hi first. And I used to resist it. But yeah. It got in my DNA, man. It was just me. So now I don't do it because I'm holier than thou. You know me. You know how many times I done stumbled and fell and messed up and all that. Like, I'm not doing it from that position. I'm doing it from an aspirational position because I'm a responsible man who has a wife and kids and wants to leave this world better than I was inherited. That's what it's about. That's the cycle of life, man.
And you talk, you know, focus on the family, fix the community. What changed for you to make that the priority?
My 8-year-old son, I have 4 kids. So my oldest is 24. And as much as I was involved, she wasn't with me every day. I was an active player. I was in the media. I had her at the age of 24, her mom and I, right? Yeah. So I wasn't there, and I had so much guilt. I harbored so much resentment for that. And our relationship, as great as it is, I always think about how much greater it could have been if I were there for every moment.
Yep.
Then I had MJ. And MJ came out, and I'm there for every moment. And I remember literally looking at him and saying, damn, look how much I missed with my other daughter.
Yep.
And that made me say, close the gap, brother, because you ain't going to get that time back with your daughter. That time's gone. But going forward, look at life through the lens of what you want to give these kids.
You and I both know the blended family life really well, right? Like, what's been the hardest part about that for you?
The regret I have of all the moments I didn't have with my daughter, like I just said. The times when her mother and I weren't seeing eye to eye, whether I was right, she was right, we just weren't on the same page. Because the kid's going to be the one that suffers.
Yep.
I hated that. And I always thought I was reasonable. Who doesn't in an argument? But I was just like, this is insane. With my family now, with my wife, Anna Marie, it was tough at the beginning. In the beginning, Anna Marie, who is she going to be to Maraca? Because yeah. Maraca's older. Like, you know, it's funny. My dad, he got remarried. He got remarried my rookie year. And I remember he was like, yeah, somebody was like, that's your stepmom. I was like, nah, that's my dad's wife. How you
yeah.
George, I almost forgot this. This is real traumatic. This is PTSD. Her mom met and married her husband now, who's a great dude. But they met when Maraca was only one
yeah.
or two. Guess what happened? She called him daddy.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I remember when it happened, and I remember being conflicted. Part of me was like, stop this right now.
Yeah.
And then part of me was like, that's you talking, not her. You being selfish. You ain't there every day. That guy actually is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you got to trust him with your baby. And more than that, you got to empower him to do what you can't do when you're not there. And I let it happen. But I won't lie to you. To this day, it still kills me that she calls that man daddy. That's the toughest part.
Now, what if Maraca, MJ, in their success out in the world, they decide they want to go down some of the dark alleys that dad went down? How do you plan on handling that conversation? Because on some level, it's in their DNA.
I already build into every equation the hurdles. Like I tell kids all the time, you're not running a 100-meter race. You're running 110 hurdles. Just know that they're there and there's a skill set that will teach you how to deal with it so you can run over it as efficiently as possible. But no one has ever run the hurdles as fast as the open race. That means no matter what your potential is at anything, you're gonna have to deal with some things that's gonna slow you down, but you can still win the race. Whatever daddy used to be into, I used to love hanging out and DJing and partying and kicking it and dating, whatever. You go to college, live. Go ahead. I'm not tripping, but we getting back up, right? Like, yeah. I'm building into the equation the distractions, the negatives.
Your wife, speaking of loving where you're at, your wife is on the Real Houses, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right now. So what is this like being the second wheel now, being a spoke on the cog and not being the star of the show?
Yeah, man. Look, I really am excited for her to take it as far as she can take it and have fun with it. I always wanted, like, I was always the kid and teenager that wanted a woman more powerful than me because I will be in competition, healthy competition, to keep up with her. And being real, dog, when I got paid and I got to the league, I used to kind of get mad that every girl I was talking to, like 99%, all had less than me. I ain't like it.
Yeah.
I was just like, look, I knew women that had more than me, but I was like, I ain't attracted to them or I don't like them. Yeah, I didn't want to go down that boat, move to Orange County and just, you know, start looking at cougars. I was like, no, I ain't want to do that. I was like, I want somebody that I like, my style, my type, and that got it. Where y'all at? And that's why the few of them that is out there, everybody like them. I love the fact that my wife is winning. She's learning a lot. I told her, celebrity, everybody loves the parade, but nobody wants to build the floats. I told her, everybody gonna love you, and everybody ain't gonna want to roll and work and do all the stuff you gotta do to be loved. And once you're there, everybody gonna judge you. Everybody gonna be on your head. You're gonna have people that love you, hate you. They're gonna cheer you and boo you. Get used to it. So she's learning, man. They on her head sometimes, and sometimes they love it. I'm like, whatever. Just keep balling.
And you guys, he's Marcellus Wiley. Make sure you go and check out Never Shut Up and get the book Never Shut Up over on YouTube as well. Marcellus, thanks for coming on the show, brother.
Bricks TV, baby. Bricks TV, baby. What's up, dawg? Let's do it.
Yep, and we'll have him back for Right or Wrong in just a couple minutes. We're at Proper Eats in Las Vegas. You know we're here for the Super Bowl, so we got to try all the best spots here, and they have a combination here over here at Proper Eats at the Aria. I can't wait to see how this food tastes, man. Ooh, I'm excited. Got a little crisp on the bun, though. The bread is just sweet enough. The bacon is thick, but it's still got crisp to it, so you can bite through it. The eggs are like over easy, over medium-ish. I'm liking this. I'm gonna take another bite before I rate this thing. I'm excited about this. This is good. I'm definitely finishing both of these, because these are absolutely amazing. Oh man, 9.2. It's damn near perfect. Like, I'm not even sure what I could want in any more out of this. It's just hard to give it a 10 because there could be something great out there, but listen, this is phenomenal. The hash brown's a 9.3. Oh God, I'm in love with this thing, man. Oh man. Bro, this sandwich is legit. Now, ordinarily, in all transparency, I don't normally eat rye bread. So, got the sauerkraut, the corned beef, the pastrami. Let's go in.
If you like Russian dressing and regular Reubens, you're going to be in on this. This thing is, damn, this rye bread off the panini, it doesn't have the same, like, you know, strong taste that rye would normally have. And it's really good on here. I'm enjoying this. This is good. Solid. Give me an 8.5 out of 10 for this sandwich. Make sure y'all check out Proper Eats, man.
And now we're back with Marcellus Wiley to play Reister or Wrong. I'm going to give him a statement, and he tells me if I'm Reister or am I wrong. You ready to go?
Hell yeah.
Am I Reister or am I wrong? Ketchup on tacos is a poverty condiment.
Hell yeah, you Reister. Damn right, and I'm proud of it. You know why? It's real simple to explain. First of all, it's better than salsa.
No, it's
only
not.
Homemade, ghetto, greasy, Jody, baby boy tacos with the orange grease in the elbow. Those, I ain't talking about go to no food truck or some nice, exquisite restaurant and casita. No, I'm talking about in the hood, frying pan, corn tortillas popping and grease hitting your shirt. That type. You know why? Because ketchup, you can use it for the tacos and the steak.
And the steak? Did like, you say like, steak?
No. Look, I'm talking about, hold on. You talking about how I grew up? Yes. I was on welfare food stamps. That condiment that you bought has to have multi-use. You got to use it everywhere. And that's why I didn't have salsa growing up, because what else you going to put salsa on?
Am I Reister or am I wrong? Columbia has the best football uniforms in the country, and that's including North Carolina.
Wrong. Why? And look, it was a time where you were Reister, but you're wrong. Columbia blue is a real color. And it's not Carolina blue, and it's not sky blue. It's Columbia blue. And if you see them up close, it's kind of like this. Which, this is a fresh color, Columbia.
Yeah.
But it ain't the same as that, which is that powder, baby. So, I mean, I love to root for my team and root for my school, but you know me, I got to keep it 1,000.
Am I Reister or am I wrong? On your Wikipedia, it says that you were the national typeboard writing champion. So you are literally a keyboard warrior.
You're Reister. Eighth grade, everybody took that class, you know, the elective.
Yeah.
Shop, mechanics, horticulture. I took typewriting as well. And then I'm not lying, George. One day I was on the school bus, and instead of staring at the same streets, same signs, same cute girls walking by every day, I started to type what I saw. No lie.
Yeah.
Next month, they stuck at 25, 30, I'm at 40. Next month, they at 30, I'm at 50. And I ain't tell nobody how I was doing it. Next month, they at 35, I'm at 70. And because everything I saw, like right there behind me, project, transition, I do it. Just like a little bird right there. And Compton to Columbia. And then I got into a contest because I was typing so fast. And literally, I walked into an auditorium, bunch of us just typing. And you get your results, 82 words a minute and only one error. I won. I was a national champion in typing. It was
wow.
Crazy.
All right. Reister or wrong? Marcellus Wiley is from Compton. And like you said, you was on food stamps, everything else. So people think that you can fight, but you really can't.
Reister. I've had three fights in my life. I was born a punk. Whatever you call a punk, like, I don't want to fight. I never want to fight. Like, I don't care either. Like, dog, first of all, if you laugh too much, people, I whoop your ass. But look, I don't like to fight. I hate fighting. But yeah. Nah, I don't like fighting.
Somebody put their hands on you now. You calling the police and filing a lawsuit?
George, one, when they see me in real life, they ain't putting no hands on me. I still look like I could get some. But two, if you do, no lie, if you swing at me, I'm a duck, you gonna miss, and I'm gonna grab your ass. I'm saying, this is your last warning. Because if you do anything else, it's gonna be violent against you. But I ain't gonna do nothing. I just call my cousin. They got them.
Oh, final one for you. Reister or wrong? Anne Marie is better than you at pickleball and a better athlete than you.
Oh, you need a new category. Halfway Reister, halfway wrong. She's a better athlete than me because I'm not good in short spaces. I'm not good laterally. I'm just big and can run fast at one time. So I was big and could run straight forward fast. My son, that's why he's a better athlete than me, because he's a mix of me and his mama. Yeah. He got all of her wiggle, and he got my big and his, my speed. Like, I was super fast. Like, don't get it twisted. But I'm not an athlete. And in the pickleball, I wear her ass out. I wear anybody out in pickleball. Like, my life goal is to be amazing at pickleball. So I got me a pickleball machine now this week. I'm playing even when nobody wants to play with me. I'm coming. Pickleball is here. I'm going to be a beast.
Hey, well, the good news about that is I'm done working on Sunday. So listen, so now you got somebody to whoop your ass in pickleball, buddy.
Let's go. You already know I'm here.
And you guys, he's Marcellus Wiley. Never Shut Up, Project Transition, Brinks TV. Appreciate you coming on, man.
Man, love you, boy. Always, man. Proud of you and you having your platform as well. Just keep speaking that real and you're going to just keep going, man, and keep growing. It's been forever since we met, man, and I'm just proud of everything you're doing. Salute.
Yeah. And now we're on with Stormy Bonantoni, who you can find over at VSiN and the Lombardi Line. Stormy, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And well done on my name pronunciation, because people typically have a pretty hard time with it.
Yes. Enough working on it. We finally got it right.
Beautiful.
How did you get into this?
I was born and raised in the city of Las Vegas, first of all. So I feel like it was kind of in my blood a little bit from day one. I also have an uncle who is an odds maker here in town. My grandpa ran the old Santa Anita and Rose Bowl sports books in town. And so betting is the way I really learned sports when I was a little kid. Growing up watching games, I'd be sitting on the couch with my dad and we'd have four games up. And instead of it being like just a, I'm a 49ers fan, for example, instead of just watching the Niners game, we'd have four games up. My dad would say, okay, top left corner, we're rooting for points. So we need all the touchdowns that you can root for. I'm like 5 years old. Bottom corner, we need no points. So we just, anytime anything good happens, we're sad. It's like, okay. And that's just how I learned about sports. It's weird. And I know it's a way of life that people aren't accustomed to, but it's everything for me. And I feel so fortunate after working so many jobs early on in my career where it seemed like talking about betting and gambling was so taboo, that because of legalization across the country, it's so much more widespread and I get to do it for a living now, which is unbelievable.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've learned over the years that it doesn't matter how much a wager is. It could be for $5. It could be for $5,000. You are sweating it out like it's life and death. Like, people are invested in these wagers, which it's so much fun. And honestly, I always tell some of my girlfriends that maybe haven't been the most involved in sports, and they are coming over to my house to watch a game with our friends, like, hey, let's get a little prop bet for you. So they have something to root for, and then they're into it, and then everybody's watching the game and having a great time.
Can you explain to people what exactly the line is? Because when they see numbers, they're like, it says minus 120 plus 300. What do those things mean?
Sure. And I am useless at math. So if I can do it, anybody can do it. But if you see a minus 120, for example, as a bet, the 120 number is that little bit of a tax that the sports book is basically making you pay to bet something that is slightly more than 50% likely to happen. So if you bet a minus 120, you have to bet $120 to win back 100. If it's plus 120, you bet $100 to win 120. So that's the way that I always think it's the easiest, is like, you think the plus is you bet 100 to win that number, and the minus is you have to bet that number to win 100. And when you see the word money line or ML, that just means you're picking the winner. You're just picking the straight up winner. You don't have to worry about the spread. You don't have to worry about anything else. It's just the winner.
Okay. Another term that people have probably heard that they may not understand is parlay. What is a parlay bet?
So a parlay is when you're taking any of those things. So it could be a money line or a spread or a total, and you're pairing them together with multiple items. So if you say, I'm going to take the 49ers to win the game, and I'm going to parlay that with the under 47.5. So now you have two bets, but you can go up to 3, 4, 5. Why do I have balloons happening? What's that? Where did those balloons come from? Did you see that? But apparently they really liked that parlay. So maybe the balloons mean it's going to cash.
There are a lot of prop bets. So can you tell them what the prop bets are? Because a lot of people are looking at those for the Super Bowl.
Yes. And so prop bets are available throughout the course of the regular season for the majority of sports, where you could be betting a quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, over 260.5 passing yards for him to have. So that means he needs to throw for 261 or more for you to win that bet. Same thing with somebody just to score a touchdown or to score the first touchdown of a game. But for the Super Bowl specifically, instead of there being 10, 20, 30, 50 options, there's 1,000 plus. It is unbelievable. If you can think it, you can probably bet it at one of your sports books, whether it be DraftKings, whether it be whomever. And it's unbelievable, the menu that they have available, from Taylor Swift props, how many times is she going to be shown on the broadcast, to what color Gatorade is going to be poured on the game-winning coach. You could even bet the coin toss.
What are some of the prop bets that you're looking for there, or that you think are good opportunities for people in the Super Bowl?
One that I've really been liking, because as we're talking about minus numbers and plus numbers, looking for value and better bets and more money that you can make by betting less, one that I really like actually is Isaiah Pacheco, the Chiefs running back, to have a rushing touchdown. For an anytime touchdown, which means it could be rushing or receiving or whatever way it's going to come, that's minus 125, minus 130. So you have to bet $130 to win that 100 back. For him just to have a rushing touchdown specifically, the price is plus 115.
Ooh.
So it's a much better bet from that standpoint, especially because in the last 7 games where he's had 8 touchdowns, 7 of them have been on the ground. And if there is, I mean, there's a lot of flaws of this 49ers defense, unfortunately. As a fan, I feel like I can say that honestly. But their run defense has not been great, especially in the playoffs. You look at how they got gashed by Aaron Jones, David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs. Anybody could do whatever they wanted. I think Isaiah Pacheco is going to be an important piece for the Chiefs in this game. And so him to score a touchdown seems very reasonable. A rushing touchdown specifically is a better payout.
Final thing for you. So we already know what it's like for women in sports, just in general. And what is it like to being in the betting part of it, which now this is where the real experts are?
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because especially growing up in a family where like I felt always like I was so appreciated and so valued. And even in a lot of the early jobs in my career, and fortunately with the people that I work with now, I've had wonderful like male mentors that really respect me and understand that I work really hard to know the game and I love the game, and that anybody can love the game and talk about it knowledgeably. And so it's been a little bit defeating sometimes on social media, the way people talk when they don't know you and they don't know your background and they don't know how hard you work. And it's hard that sometimes people prematurely judge before they actually know anything about you. I'm just so appreciative that I've had the good fortune of largely working with people who appreciate me and my opinions and want to elevate me and keep me as a part of their conversation, instead of saying to the side and, oh, you're going to go play reporter today. You're going to go play. Like, ooh. No, that's not what it is. They know that you're here for a reason. And I appreciate those folks.
The 49ers are obviously playing the Kansas City Chiefs. What's the line as of right now?
So currently the 49ers are a 2-point favorite.
I got my money on the Chiefs. I'm sorry, Stormy.
Come on. I thought we were friends. I thought we were really bonding.
And you guys, she's Stormy Bonantoni. You can find her over at VSiN on the Lombardi line. Stormy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you. Enjoy the game and great getting to chat with you.
The Super Bowl is here, and it's Black History Month again. Plus, this year, it's a leap year, so we got ourselves 29 days this time. How about that? We went from 3/5 of a person to over 4/15 of a real month. And this year, I want to talk about something that we should actually celebrate, dropping the adjective, taking the black out of black quarterback. And so for today, we're going to talk some football history. And I know a lot of people don't want to talk about history because it makes them uncomfortable, but we should absolutely know our history. And by our history, I mean American history, which is our history, all of us, and tell the truth. For some people, they think that it takes away from the vision of a post-racism society to have a month where stories of black innovation, accomplishment, adversity, and perseverance are highlighted, especially after centuries of being hidden and misrepresented. I know exactly what to tell you, though. This is the Unafraid Show, and I'm unafraid of knowledge, and I think that you should be unafraid too. Last year, I was fascinated by the idea that hundreds of millions of people were going to see something new. Two black quarterbacks playing in the Super Bowl, and both of them, by most people, were looked at as just quarterbacks. You had Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts starting in the Super Bowl. Now, I would have loved to play quarterback, but for generations of athletes that looked like me and prior to me, it didn't seem plausible. But looking at that, and as a dad raising quarterback sons, having them physically able to see the possibility to compete at the highest level that it exists for them, it was great to see. And maybe you're watching this and saying, George, what's the big deal? A third of the league has black quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson is about to be a two-time MVP. Jaden Daniels just won the Heisman Trophy. And three black quarterbacks went in the first round last year. And Caleb Williams will probably go first overall this year. Plus, Kyler Murray is 5'10" and making $50 million a year. I hear you. But this isn't the Black Right Now month. This is the Black History Month, and we got a story to tell. And when you think about how we got here, it's mind-blowing. Because my middle school son watched two players with dark skin play the most difficult position in sports on the world's biggest stage last year. And did you know what my dad was doing at his age? Watching the University of Tennessee start the first ever black quarterback in SEC history. That's right, it was 1972 before the SEC had its first black starting quarterback. Shout out to Condredge Holloway, aka the Artful Dodger, who, and this is absolutely true, is younger than both Mack Brown and Nick Saban. So Mack Brown was literally playing football at Vanderbilt when the SEC was starting to integrate, and not just at quarterback, but at any position. And this isn't even history. This is our parents' lifetime. And I was born in the same state that Condredge Holloway played college football in. And when I was 7 years old, Doug Williams became the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. That same age of seven is when my father saw Marlon Briscoe become the first black quarterback to start a game in NFL history, and that was for the Denver Broncos. Think about that. My father went from existing in a world where no black players had played in the SEC, much less the black quarterback, and a world where no black quarterbacks had started an NFL game, to watching his grandson get a scholarship to play the position in college. And I went from living in an era where no black quarterbacks had played in a Super Bowl to Warren Moon being the first black quarterback inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame when I was 25 years old. And that's a same lifetime when I was playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars and we had the first all-black quarterback room with Byron Leftwich, David Garrard, and Quinn Great, despite what the media reports will tell you. So on behalf of me, my father, my kids, and the viewers of this show, I want to salute the black quarterbacks that paved the way for us to be just quarterbacks. You got Willie Wood, Jackie Robinson, Willie Thrower, Charlie Bracken, Sherman Lewis, Mel Myers, Wilbur Hollis, Jimmy Ray, Sandy Stevens, Eldridge Dickey, Conredge Holloway, Marlon Briscoe, James Shaq Harris, who was our director of player personnel when I was in Jacksonville, Joe Gillum, J.J. Jones, Parnell Dickinson, James Mays, Warren Moon, Doug Williams. And anybody else that I'm leaving out, I apologize, because you guys did the heavy lifting of proving that black men are more than just gridiron brawn. You haven't been forgotten, at least not in my household. Where we've been as a people has led us to where we are. Let that sink in. Thank you guys for joining me on Unafraid Show. Make sure that you subscribe, get notifications, and tell a friend, because sharing is caring around here. And come back next week. I'm George Bryson. See you guys next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.